Welcome to Enkindle, Family Scripture Reflections. This is Adam Novotny, and today we'll be looking at the readings for the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. But first, let's pray. We pray this prayer called the Act of Love. O Lord God, I love you above all things, and I love my neighbor for your sake because you are the highest, infinite, and perfect good. Worthy of all my love. In this love I intend to live and die. Amen. I chose that prayer because today we're looking at one of the more famous scriptures. If you've ever been to a wedding, then you've definitely heard it. You know it. You love it. Thank you, St. Paul. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Say it with me. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And in the words of a famous band, yes, I'll say it, all you need is love. As I was reflecting on the scripture and thought, what can I say about this? We know it so well. We hear it all the time. Well, I decided what would happen if I start inserting other names here. What if I put my name instead? Could I say Adam is patient, Adam is kind, Adam is not jealous, Adam is not pompous, Adam is not inflated? Well, I'm failing already, but I'm going to keep going. Adam is not rude. He does not seek his own interests. He's not quick-tempered. Don't ask my children. Adam does not brood over injury. Don't ask my wife. Adam does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Okay, I'm trying. We know that God is love. And we say it, and it sounds trite, but we're getting that right from Scripture. 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love." So if God is love, then let's put his name right there. God is patient. God is kind. God is not jealous. God is not pompous. God is not inflated. God is not rude. He does not seek his own interests. God is not quick-tempered. God does not brood over injury. God does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. God bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. God never fails. This is truth. This is our truth. Love never fails. God never fails. God with us. And we hear in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, "Be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love." So if we're going to imitate God and we're going to live in love, then we've got to try to get our name in here too. And if you do that and you feel your heart stirring as you read these words, then you know where you might need to work a little more. Can you say, "I am patient, I am kind, I am not jealous, I am not pompous, I'm not inflated, I am not rude, I do not seek my own self-interest, I'm not quick-tempered, I do not brood over injury. I do not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. I bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things." If you feel a stirring in your heart as you insert your name in any of these phrases, maybe you think, gosh, I really do need to work on patience. Or how often do I feel inflated? Or when am I seeking my own interests? Or when am I quick-tempered? Or am I brooding over injury? I just encourage you, try it and put your name in the phrase and see what happens in your heart. Lastly, I'd like to look at the words from our Holy Father, Pope Francis, in his apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, the joy of love. He says some beautiful things here about this scripture. He reminds us that this list ends with four phrases containing the words, all things. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Here we clearly see the countercultural power of love that is able to face whatever might threaten it. First, Paul says that love bears all things. And this is about more than simply putting up with evil. It has to do with how we use our tongue. The verb can mean holding one's peace. I would say it could mean holding one's tongue. It implies limiting judgment, checking the impulse to issue a firm and ruthless condemnation. And we hear in Luke chapter 6, judge not and you will not be judged. And this runs contrary to the way we normally use our tongues. We normally use our tongues to speak. Here we're being told not to. God's word tells us, do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. And then we hear that love believes all things. And here belief is not about the theological meaning of believing, but more in the sense of what we mean by trust. Such basic trust recognizes God's light shining beyond the darkness, like an ember glowing beneath the ash. This trust enables a relationship to be free. Love trusts. It sets free. It does not control, possess, or dominate anything. And then love hopes all things. Love does not despair of the future. God may well make crooked lines straight and draw some good from the evil we endure in this world. Lastly, love endures all things. This means that love bears every trial with a positive attitude. It stands firm in hostile surroundings. This endurance involves not only the ability to tolerate aggravations, but something greater. It's a constant readiness to confront any challenge. It is a love that never gives up, even in the darkest hour. Love, this is a love that never gives up. And so hopefully then, in the pew when you're listening to the scripture, these words that we know so well, they might mean a little something different this time, and that you might be challenged in these words. For God is love, and we are called to imitate God and live in love. And so we end with a prayer, an act of oblation from Mother Thérèse Coudert, who founded the Cenacle Sisters. And she had this beautiful prayer about love. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. You have been the victim of my salvation. I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my suffering, take my offering, graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. If you'd like to hear more, you can hear my voice on the Redeemer podcast on this channel on Numinous. We'd love to see you there too. I'd like to invite you to visit www.ablazefamily.org to learn about a new series from Ablaze Family Ministries. It's called The One Best Thing. And it can help you and your family learn about unique and personal ways in which you can encounter and respond to the Lord. He has great plans for us, and it is only in a relationship with Him that we can truly become who we were created to be. So once again, that's ablazefamily.org. Click the green button toward the top that says Start Here. You can get a little more information and give us your email address so we can spam you. Send you information as soon as possible when the one best thing is ready. You won't regret it. God bless.